Greetings, and welcome to the Profound Medical Corp second quarter 2016 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Rebecca Von Getz. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Christine. Good morning, everyone. Let me start by pointing out that this conference call will include forward-looking statements regarding Profound and its business, which may include, but is not limited to, the expectations regarding the efficacy of Profound's technology in the treatment of prostate cancer. Often, but not always, forward-looking statements can be identified by the use of words such as plans, is expected, expects, scheduled, intends, contemplates, anticipates, believes, proposes, or variations, including negative variations, of such words and phrases, or state that certain actions, events, or results may, could, would, might, or will be taken, occur, or be achieved. Such statements are based on the current expectations of the management of each entity. The forward-looking events and circumstances discussed in this conference call may not occur by certain specified dates, or at all, or could differ materially as a result of known and unknown risk factors and uncertainties affecting the company, including risks regarding the pharmaceutical industry, economic factors, the equity markets generally, and risks associated with growth and competition. Although Profound has attempted to identify important factors that could cause actual actions, events, or results to differ materially from those described in forward-looking statements, there may be other factors that cause actions, events, or results to differ from those anticipated, estimated, or intended. No forward-looking statement can be guaranteed. Except as required by applicable securities laws, forward-looking statements speak only as of the date on which they are made, and Profound undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise, other than as required by law. With that said, I'll now turn the call over to Mr. Steve Plymell.
Thank you, Rebecca. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. On behalf of the management team and the employees of Profound Medical, we appreciate your interest in our company. And for those of you who are shareholders, we thank you for your support. The agenda for today's call will start with the presentation of our Q2 2016 financial results. Following that, I will discuss recent news, the outlook for our strategic initiatives, and progress on milestones. But before we get started, I do have a tremendous development that I would like to highlight. As you are likely aware, on August 15th, we announced the appointment of Dr. Arun Menawat as our new Chief Executive Officer. Arun is certainly no stranger to our company. Indeed, I recruited him to Profound's board just about 2 years ago. Arun has an accomplished history of executive leadership success in the healthcare industry, and most recently, he served as the President and CEO of Novadaq Technologies, helping take that fluorescence imaging pioneer and industry leader to a billion-dollar valuation. On a personal note, I had the privilege of working with Arun at Sodera Software, and since then, over the years, he's been a most valued mentor and dear friend of mine. I will transition now to the President and Chief Operating Officer, and I'm truly excited on where we can take Profound and how quickly we can get there with our combined skills and experience. Towards the end of the call, Arun will briefly introduce himself, and after that, we'll be happy to take your questions. I'm also happy to highlight one other important management change. Rashed Dewan, who has served as our corporate controller, has been promoted to Vice President of Finance. And I'll now ask Rashed to review the second quarter results.
Thank you, Steve, and good morning. Our research and development expenses are comprised of costs incurred in performing R&D activities, including clinical trial and related clinical manufacturing costs, material and supplies, salaries and benefits, contract research costs, patent procurement costs, and occupancy costs. Our R&D activities occur in clinical R&D. Clinical R&D refers to internal and external activities associated with clinical studies of TULSA-PRO in humans and advancing the clinical product toward the goal of obtaining regulatory approval to manufacture and market this product in various jurisdictions. Expenditure for R&D for the 3 months ended June 30, 2016 were higher by $1.1 million compared to the 3 months ended June 30, 2015. The increase was primarily due to the activities in preparing regulatory filing for marketing approval of Tolsapro in Canada and preparation for the initiation of the multi-jurisdictional pivotal trial. Preparation for the pivotal trial includes contract setup, site validation, and organizing the ID submission in approximately 15 clinical sites designed to support a 510K submission in the United States to provide a pathway for Class 2 classification for the Tolsapro system. As a result, material costs, consulting expense, and validation expense for clinical trials increased by a total of $441,000. The number of employees involved in R&D also increased during this period to support these activities, resulting in salaries and benefits increasing by $392,000. In addition, our investment tax rates have declined in the 3 months ended June 30, 2016, compared to the same period in the prior year. The company no longer qualifies for certain refundable investment tax credit since becoming public on June 4, 2015. Our selling, general, and administrative expenses are comprised of management and business development costs related to development and commercialization of our Tolsapro system, including salaries and benefits, our various management and administrative support functions, and other operating and occupancy costs. SG&A expenses for the 3 months ended June 30, 2016 were lower by $2.2 million compared to the 3 months ended June 30, 2015, primarily due to marketing expense of $2.3 million related to the access of proceeds received in the $4 million secured loan from Knight Therapeutics, Inc., which represented additional value as a result of the Knight relationship. Professional and consulting fees increased by $100,000, primarily related to higher director's fees and legal expenses in connection with contracts and corporate matters. The company recorded a net loss for the 3 months ended June 30, 2016 of $3.6 million or 9 cents per share, compared with a net loss of $8.7 million for the 3 months ended June 30, 2015. For the 3 months ended June 30, 2016, the net loss was primarily attributed to R&D expense of $2.2 million, SG&A expense of $1.2 million, and interest and accretion expense of $254,000, offset by the interest income of $48,000. For the 3 months ended June 30, 2015, the net loss was higher as a result of certain financing costs, including the listing expense of $2 million in connection with the company's going public transaction, interest and accretion expense of $4.8 million, primarily related to acceleration of accretion on the company's preferred shares at the time of their conversion to common shares. These amounts were partially offset by a gain on the conversion of convertible notes in the amount of $1.8 million. In addition to the finance cost, the company incurred R&D expenses of $1.1 million and SG&A expense of $3.4 million. The company had cash and short-term investment of just under $13 million as of June 30, 2016, compared to $20.5 million as of December 31, 2015. The decrease in cash and short-term investment during the 6 months ended June 30, 2016 is mainly a result of the cash used in operating activities. For the 6 months ended June 30, 2016, net cash flow used in operating activities increased to $7 million as compared to net cash flow used in operating activities for the 6 months ended June 30, 2015 of $2.9 million. The June 30, 2016 increase was primarily due to the preparation for an ID submission and a pivotal trial in approximately 15 clinical sites designed to support a 510K submission in the United States to provide a pathway for Class 2 classification for the Tolsapro system. The number of employees also increased. For the 6 months ended June 30, 2016 and June 30, 2015, R&D expenses were $4.7 million and $1.9 million respectively. As of August 16, 2016, Profound had an unlimited number of authorized common shares with 39.5 million common shares issued and outstanding. I would now like to turn the call back to Steve.
Thank you, Rashed, for the summary of our financial results. The second quarter of 2016 was truly an affirmative quarter for us, with many milestones successfully achieved. In April, we received our CE mark approval for TulsaPro. This is a major step forward in the growth of our company, transitioning Profound to a commercial organization. Within a few weeks of our CE mark on April 29th, we announced the first sale of our TULSA-PRO system to Rezofus Alomar in Spain. In May, we enhanced our existing joint development agreement with Royal Philips by signing a sales and marketing agreement. Under the terms of the agreement, we will collaborate on the commercialization of TULSA-PRO in Europe, followed by Canada, the United States, and other markets subject to regulatory clearance in those jurisdictions. Philips and Profound will actively work together to promote TULSA-PRO to the installed base of Philips customers. Philips has a significant market share in Europe, and we are delighted to gain enhanced access to this group of very important potential customers. In June, we announced the sale of our second and third commercial units. We sold our first system in the United Kingdom to University College London and the University College London Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. This marked the first sale under our company's collaboration with Philips. Professor Mark Emberton, the Dean of UCL Faculty of Medical Sciences and Professor of Interventional Oncology, is well known for his thought leadership on novel imaging techniques and minimally invasive treatments. So this was an important sale as much from a marketing and thought leadership perspective as a financial one. The second system that we sold in June was to University Hospital of Cologne in Germany. This sale was also a result of our collaboration with Philips. With respect to our plans for the pivotal clinical trial, we are making great progress. From a regulatory approval perspective, not only has the FDA granted an IDE approval, but we also have our Canadian and European regulatory approvals for the TACT pivotal clinical trial. TACT, T-A-C-T, stands for TULSA-PRO Ablation Clinical Trial and is a prospective single-arm pivotal clinical study of 110 patients aimed at further evaluating the safety and efficacy of TULSA-PRO to ablate prostate tissue in patients with local organ-confined prostate cancer. Multiple sites throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe will participate in this trial. In order to support all of this activity, in July, our company moved into a new, larger facility in Mississauga, Ontario, to accommodate our needs to scale up production of our capital equipment and support our future growth of the company. We are excited about all of these plans and push forward with a keen sense of urgency and drive. We look forward to getting our product into the hands of the clinical community and offer clinicians a new tool to be used in prostate care. I'm now going to turn over the call to Arun Menawat.
Thank you, Steve, and good morning, everyone. While this is my first time participating in one of Profound's quarterly investor calls, as Steve mentioned, I'm not new to the company, having served as director since October 2014. I'm also not new to these types of calls, having been the CEO of a publicly traded company for much of my professional career. Truth be told, when Steve asked me to join Profound in October 2014, he didn't really have to work hard to convince me to join the board. In my mind, Profound is one of the most attractive opportunities there is in the medical device space. I believe Steve and his team have done a great job of building this company, and I'm here to help accelerate the agenda of the company. I'm particularly excited about working with Steve. We have been friends for many years, and the grace and rigor with which Steve invited me to this company is amazing and something I'll never forget. While there have been a number of important advances in prostate cancer care over the last few years, there is absolutely no question that significant unmet need remains. Current treatments are expensive, time-consuming, and have unacceptable side effect profile that causes incredible emotional stress for patients. Where there is an unmet need, like there obviously is in prostate cancer care, there's opportunity for an emerging medical device company like Profound. We don't need to offer a replacement for other treatments that are available today. Rather, we just have to show that TULSA-PRO and its unique inside-out versus outside-in approach can minimize suffering, reduce side effects, achieve equivalent or better efficacy, while at the same time lower the total cost of prostate cancer care. So far, that's exactly what we're seeing from the technology. That value proposition, combined with strong IP, is an attractive recurring revenue model, and an experienced management team gives me great confidence that together we're going to build Profound into a major success. With that, we're happy to have questions from those on the phone.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Thank you. Our first question comes from the line of Angela Cicchetto with GMP Securities. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning. I have a question regarding your installation base. I know you've sold 3 systems, and we just wondered what the status was on actually installing them in the hospitals.
Sure. Hi, Angela. Thanks for your question. We're actually still waiting for the sites to be prepared by the MRI vendors to accept. As you know, these sites were concurrent with sales of scanners, and so there's an awful lot of work being done to prepare the site for the new scanners as well as our system, and we're not quite there yet, but we expect in the coming weeks that will take place.
So you think that in the next month or so you should have they should be up and running?
I think we'll ship the systems in September, and we'll be scheduling the implementation of those systems as soon as the sites are ready for us to schedule that.
Okay. And regarding kind of future sales, you had mentioned previously a pipeline. Are these leads coming from Siemens and Philips? Are you internally generating them? And what's going on there?
I would say both. We've had regular meetings with both Philips and Siemens, and specifically with their sales teams, right down to the country level and regional level, as well as our own direct sales effort, which are targeting installed base of existing customers.
Okay. And so for sales and marketing efforts on your front, then you actually have people on the ground?
Yes, we have 3 people, actually 4, 4 people in Europe. Based in Hamburg, Germany, where we have our Profound subsidiary. And our target is to sell into the install base of customers that are already doing prostate research and primed for looking for this type of technology. And the focus of our work with both Philips and Siemens is primarily focused on new sales and upgrades to existing systems.
And then one last question just on your pivotal trial. Wondered when you're going to start enrollment, and given that there's a little bit of a delay, are you still actually on track to have enrollment done by the end of this year?
Well, I think now that Arun's arrived, we certainly want to make sure we bring him up to speed on the whole plan for the clinical trial. And Arun brings some fairly deep experience with both trial work and specifically areas of reimbursement that tie into the goals of this trial. As you know, we have a very specific clinical protocol, but we really want to get Arun's perspective on other goals that we have for the trial, specifically focused on reimbursement. So we may push this off a few more weeks while Arun dives in deep to look at the strategy with all the reimbursement goals we have for each jurisdiction, especially for the U.S., which is, as you know, critical to our long-term success. That said, we expect this to be only pushed off for a few weeks, and in the meanwhile, the team is getting ready to ramp up all of the sites.
And if you push it off for a few weeks, do you think you can still enroll by the end of this year, or will that also be extended into 2017?
I think it will extend into 2017. I don't think we'll see a material difference at the end of the trial. We believe, based on our latest thinking, that we can still reach our goal of enrollment within 6 months, and I don't think that will materially push it off from where we thought it would end. But we do want to make sure before we launch into it that we have this last sanity check with Arun's experience on the protocol.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Andre Unum with Mackey Research. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning, everyone. Actually, Angela asked part of my question, but I just wanted to get a better idea in terms of the registration trial rollout. How is that proceeding in the U.S. in terms of getting the clinical sites approved? And then just had a question for Rune, actually. You know, welcome aboard to Profound, but just wanted to find out, you know, when you were at Novadaq before, did you provide guidance, financial guidance, and are you planning to do that with Profound? That would be great. Thank you.
Sure, Andrew. Andre, thank you. So your first question, you know, what we're really doing is we're just going through the protocol and really reviewing it from the perspective of also submitting it with government insurance agencies and private insurance payers, just to be sure that that data can be applied also towards reimbursement over time. I think it might look like a short-term delay, but over the long haul, I think it will make a significant impact in building the top line of the company. So you know, we will start in a few weeks, but we will, you know, as Steve said, we will ultimately be better off going through this process. With respect to guidance, you know, I think at Novadaq, at the stage of the company that this is, we're not likely to provide guidance at the moment. But I think that the revenues will begin to show up in our numbers, most certainly in, I think, Q4 this year, and then certainly next year. And I think my guess is at the moment we will wait for at least 4 quarters before we begin to do so. At Novadaq, we went to guidance after our revenues got beyond a run rate of $30 million. So that's okay. Sort of the target that I would like to use. But given that this is a relatively straightforward technology, we might be able to get there a little bit earlier, but certainly not at this time, Andre.
Okay. And are there any plans in terms of U.S. on the U.S. development side? Like what strategy would you look at in terms of bringing on board a partner or a marketing partner, or what are your plans there? Is it, I know Steve had mentioned that, you know, the company had been talking to a couple different players in the U.S. side. Could you maybe give us a feel in terms of what your sense is on that?
Sure.
Side?
Sure. So, Andre, at this point, you know, our top two priorities, our number one priority is really to initiate the clinical trial that we've talked about and really run it through all of the stress test on reimbursement and so on and really do a great job on the trial. That's by far our number one priority. Our second priority is really to begin to, for me to really begin to understand how we're working with our partners. We have two great partners with Philips and Siemens in Europe. Steve did a great job of bringing them on board, and we have a few people on site already, and I really want to understand what the landscape looks like in Europe and what can we do to really understand the ramp in Europe. Those are the first two priorities. For the U.S., I think, to me, at the moment, I can tell you what's exciting to me. I think what's exciting to me is the fact that we have a product where we will charge something in the order of $3,000 plus U.S. in U.S. dollars for each patient. And as you know, this market, you know, both Europe and U.S. combined is somewhere in the order of about 500,000 patients per year. And if we just look at from that perspective, and if you look at a 7% market that we could achieve, you're looking at significant revenues at very high margins. So I'm going to approach this really from the perspective of how do we build a great recurring revenue business model. And if it makes sense for us to really partner with someone, we will do so. If it makes sense for us to build a direct sales team because the fact that we can charge that kind of money on a per patient basis where we can actually afford to have support, customer support, I will absolutely look to do so. So I think those are the three things that are on our list at the moment.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
It appears we have no further questions at this time. Dr. Minowa, I now want to turn the floor back over to you for closing comments.
Thank you so much. Obviously, this is our first call, and hopefully we'll see you every quarter from here forward. Thank you.
Thank you.